North Dakota Farmers Union.
With the new year before us, North Dakota Farmers Union thanks the many family farmers and ranchers who grow food for our table. You are essential. Essential to our lives, essential to the economy, essential to the very fabric of who we are in North Dakota. Thank you for all you do. And know that in the challenges yet to come, Farmers Union will stand shoulder to shoulder with you against any storm. Always have, always will.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, continuing our review of the 102nd Annual American Farm Bureau Convention held virtually this year. Yes, Scott VanderWaal had to travel, but Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp, you could stay home this time.
I was one of those 8,300 and some folks that attended the annual meeting virtually, so had a good opportunity to be close to home and still see all the activities.
Well, which is, of course, good and not so good, right?
It is. The good thing is non-members could certainly learn more about Farm Bureau. You could watch it on your time. And in fact, you know, we've got 90 days yet where the sessions will be up on the Farm Bureau website. So there's over 50 speakers, 20 different breakouts, a lot of different sessions that folks can still take a look at if they haven't got a chance to.
For many years, Kevin, you have been on the American Farm Bureau's board of directors. You have been reelected yet another time. So how many years have you been serving as on the board of directors?
This will be starting my 10th year on that board. So it's nice not all state presidents get a spot on that board. It kind of takes a while to work up in seniority, but happy to be on that and at the table for Minnesota on national issues.
Would it be safe to say you are now senior leadership on that board?
We are. In fact, Scott and I are some of the most senior leadership, in fact, from the Midwest, which is always a good thing, I guess. Make sure that our issues are always brought up front and center.
Well, maybe that's where some of the gray hairs come from lately.
That could be. This was a year with COVID-19 and everything else, I suppose, to cause it.
Yeah, indeed. All righty. Well, first of all, your general overview of the Farm Bureau Convention. What were your thoughts, Kevin?
Well, you know, we pick a spot for the convention and a theme and everything, you know, really far out. You know, convention site is years out, and you start planning for that, you know, very early in the process. And when we came together and agreed on the theme of Stronger Together for this year's 102nd annual meeting, we had no idea it was going to be virtual. And certainly this has been a difficult year. You know, agriculture understands it's important to unite, especially in tough times. Working together works. And we made the virtual technology work, and we're still stronger together as a Farm Bureau, but quite frankly, looking forward to hopefully a face-to-face event for our next year's annual meeting.
All right, but the Farm Bureau policy book is now written for the 2020 year. It looks like it, I guess maybe top of it, is the H2A program, Farm Labor.
It is. You know, ag workers are so important, and we have got to have a more effective, a more affordable program that gives us reliable access to not only seasonal workers, but those year-round workers. And we're going to continue to look at that, having an effective, comprehensive guest worker program. But agriculture workers are really so important, and reforming the H2A program and things like that is not always an easy task.
Yeah, the which is generally seasonal, but hey, there's a lot of people, year-round workers, you know, here in the Midwest from South Africa or other countries where, hey, these folks are needed here year-round.
Yep, you know, our they're experienced. They know they're hardworking, and they're very essential to our supply system, our just-in-time inventories.
All right, updated labor policy, one thing. How about access to agriculture? I mean, that's a broad term, but we're talking about keeping the farm in the family and maybe making it easier for someone who wants to become a farmer.
It does, and that, you know, that talks about taxes, whether it's estate taxes, capital gains, the importance to keep stepped-up basis, but also making sure that our farms are sustainable, both economically and environmentally, so we can go ahead and pass that on to the next generation.
So, and I see you also voted to encourage increased racial diversity in farming. Discuss that a bit.
Well, you know what, agriculture, and whether it's farmers or ranchers, and you know, and it's not just farmers and ranchers in agriculture. There's a lot of other ag businesses and a lot of other folks that have a lot of skin in the game. And we want to make sure, as Farm Bureau, we're as much of an inclusive organization as we can. Those that are involved in agriculture but maybe don't own land or own animals, there's a place for them too. And we want to make sure that there really is no discrimination, whether it's race, whether it's religion, handicapped, you name it. We really need to work with everybody, and hopefully we'll continue to prove along that process with the rest of the world as we're doing that.
All right. The policy book for 2021, I guess, will serve as a guide for Farm Bureau to work with the incoming administration.
It will. It serves first with us. We had a board meeting today and had that opportunity to set our strategic plan, look at our priority items. But it also gives us kind of that playbook as we talk with the new president, the new administration, the new cabinet nominees, new Congress. You know, we've got over 60 new members in Congress, and Farm Bureau will be at the table, whether it's face-to-face or in a Zoom, and getting to know those folks and making sure they get to know Farm Bureau.
Every time, every 2 years, we elect new folks to Congress, and every 6 years, the Senate. So the work never stops when it comes to educating people on the importance and the needs of agriculture.
And it doesn't stop at just the federal level, you know, just at our local levels with our local government, the state, in Minnesota here, we've got a lot of new members. We've got new chairs in a lot of committees. Some cases, you know, committees have really been changed a little bit for what their topics are. So that's why it's so important for everybody to be engaged in the process, to understand how the policies they make at the local, the state, or the national level have an effect on our farms and our families.
Kevin, what, although there's a lot of uncertainty, there is a lot of anxiety in the country right now, but is the general attitude moving forward with the next administration, is it one of optimism or one of dread?
Farmers are always optimists. You know, that's why we put a crop in the ground in the spring, and in how we care for our animals. And we're going to continue to be there to protect our food supply. Food security is a big thing, whether it's with COVID, whether it's with a new administration, or if it's just plain farm policy 101. We want to make sure we can protect that food supply, domestic food supply, make sure everybody has high quality, affordable food. You know, no one should really go hungry, and we're going to continue to work through some of these tough times with COVID and do the best we can.
Are you somewhat encouraged? Tom Vilsack will very likely be the next USDA secretary.
I really think he will. He understands the process, and quite frankly, the process understands him as we look at Senate confirmation. We've got great relationships with him in the past, and not only as secretary, but his other roles and responsibilities. And kind of at that stage, we're looking forward to hearing some other names and other folks as we get closer and closer to the new administration.
Well, Michael Regan is a probably going to be the next EPA administrator. He comes from a top hog producing state, and I guess he's already reached out to some of the national associations, corn growers and others, on, hey, what do we need to do for you? I mean, that's a little encouraging, isn't it?
It is, and we've had multiple meetings with the transition team and others, so we're continuing to work through that. But whether it's the EPA and regulations or anything else, you know, anytime we can have earlier input, greater stakeholder involvement, and if they make sure they take the economic impacts into account and respect our freedoms, that's a good thing.
Okay. You mentioned the state work that needs to be done locally or in St. Paul. I know you make many trips to St. Paul. Are those virtual this year?
It is. It's a lot of Zoom meetings, which sometimes it's easier to make those schedules and less travel time, not only for the farm leaders, but also the elected officials. can schedule themselves a little tighter, so we're holding those with committee chairs. The county farm bureaus are usually visiting with their elected official and they're back in the district over the weekend. So we can make it work, but one thing I think we've all learned, how important broadband is to all of us as we live, how we learn, how we farm, and do Farm Bureau business.
For sure. All righty. Well, again, right out there at the tip of the spear, again, reelected to the Board of Directors for American Farm Bureau, Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp. Congrats on that. Thanks for a good week. Thanks for a visit.
Well, thank you. Everybody, have a good day and stay safe.
Sure. Give us a weather report. What's happening down there in southern Minnesota?
Well, I'm kind of afraid to say that because our bad blizzard or snowstorm we were supposed to have is not really happening. I can see the neighbor's farm, so we've got some wind, but not a lot of snow in the air, and we've only had a couple inches of snow overnight. So it's not the worst Minnesota day, that's for sure.
All right, yeah, that's what we say up here. If you can see across the road, it ain't a blizzard, really a blizzard. So anyway, well, have a great weekend. Thank you, Kevin.
Have a good day and a better weekend.
You bet. Talk to you later.